This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. 43rd Pushpalal Memorial Day being marked today. Five people died after drowning in a river in Chitwan and Bake district, and Mars rover prepares to drill first rock sample. Now the news in detail. The 43rd Memorial Day of Pushpalal Shrestha, founder of Nepal's Communist Party, is being marked today. Born in 1924, Pushpalal was the founding general secretary of the Communist Party of Nepal. Pushpalal, who died on 22nd July 1978, is considered one of the pioneers of the Nepali Communist Movement. He is also credited for translating the Communist Manifesto into the Nepali language. He is known for uniting the communist and democratic forces for fighting against the autocratic Panchayat regime. Three people from Bake district died when they drowned in a river. The deceased have been identified as Arman Jaskard, Arif Jaskard and Rashid Jaskard of Nepalganj 11. According to Area Police Office Kohalpur, two persons were rescued alive. Two adolescent boys drowned to death in a canal in Chitwan. According to District Police Office Chitwan, the deceased have been identified as Ankit Joshi and Vivek Sharma of Bharatpur. Police said Vivek slipped into the canal nearby Chetrapur open ground at around 4 p.m. on Wednesday when he went to wash his hands and legs. Ankit also went missing in the canal in his attempt to save his friend Vivek. One person died of coronavirus infection in Bake district. District COVID-19 Crisis Management Center, Bake's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 64-year-old man of Gerua Rural Municipality 1 of Bardia died of coronavirus infection. Boating in the Fewa Lake that has remained sought for nearly 2.5 months has come into operation. Authorities had imposed prohibitory orders in Pokhara metropolitan city since 27th April this year to contain the spread of second wave of coronavirus. Fewa Boat Entrepreneurs Committee Vice Chair Mangal Nepali said that boating was resumed in consultation and coordination with the concerned authorities. The Talbarahi Temple in the middle of Fewa Lake has not been opened for public yet. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. The division said light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Sudur Pashchim province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The U.S. space agency Perseverance rover is getting ready to take its first sample of Mars rock. The core about the size of a finger will be packaged in a sealed tube for eventual return to Earth. Scientists say their best chance of determining whether Mars ever hosted life is to study its surface materials in sophisticated home laboratories. The sole director of the Olympics opening ceremony has been dismissed one day before the event is due to be held. Footage of Kentaro Kobayashi from the 1990s recently emerged in which he seems to be making jokes about the Holocaust. Japan's Olympic chief Seiko Hashimoto said the video ridiculed painful facts of history. The dismissal is the latest in a string of scandals to hit the games. It comes days after a composer quit the team creating the ceremony after he emerged he had bullied classmates with disabilities at his school. The United States top military general said Taliban fighters have gained strategic momentum in Afghanistan and now control about half the countryside as they drive to cut off population centers from the Western-backed government in Kabul. The top U.S. general said the Taliban have gained control of about half of 419 districts in Afghanistan and are putting pressure on the outskirts of 17 out of 34 provincial capitals, but have not seized control of any of them yet. A delegation of Afghan government and Taliban representatives met in Doha during the weekend but failed to reach a hoped-for ceasefire agreement. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. 43rd Puspalal Memorial Day being marked today. Five people died after drowning in a river in Chitwan and Baki district, and Mars rover prepares to drill first rock sample. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.